وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَغَيْرَ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَالنَّخْلَ وَالزَّرْعَ مُخْتَلِفًا أُكُلُهُ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالرُّمَّانَ مُتَشَابِهًا وَغَيْرَ مُتَشَابِهٍ كُلُوا مِن ثَمَرِهِ إِذَا أَثْمَرَ وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ
It is He who has brought into being gardens, the trellised and the untrellised, and the palm trees, and crops, all varying in taste, and the olive and the pomegranates, all resembling one another and yet so different. Eat of their fruits when they come to fruition, and pay his due on the day of harvesting. And do not exceed the proper limits, for he does not love those who exceed the proper limits. It is he who has brought into being gardens.
The Arabic expression Jannatin ma'aru shayatin wa ghayra ma'aru shayatin signifies two kinds of gardens. First, those consisting of trellised plants, and second, those consisting of trees which stand on their own.
Wa min al-an'ami hamulatan wa farsha kulu mimma razaqakumullahu wa la tattabi'u khutuwati ash-shaytan إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ
And of the cattle he has reared, some for burden, and some whose flesh you eat, and whose skins and hair you use to spread the ground. Eat of the sustenance Allah has provided you, and do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for surely he is your open enemy. And whose skins and hair you use to spread the ground. The word farasha, which means to spread, to pave, to cover the ground, floor, or path, has been used in the context of cattle, either one, because they are relatively short, and in moving about they seem to have been touching the ground, two, because when they are slaughtered they have to be laid on the ground, or three, because their skins and hair are used for furnishing purposes.
And do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for surely he is your open enemy.
It becomes clear from the context that God wants to emphasize three things. First, that the orchards, fields, and cattle are all bounties of God. No one else has made any contribution to them, and hence no one is entitled to any share in the thanks that man ought to give him in return for these bounties. Second, since all those things are bounties of God, one ought to follow the laws of God alone while making use of them. No one else has the right to regulate their use. To acknowledge oneself bound by customs and practices laid down by others than God, and to make offerings out of a feeling of gratitude for beneficence to someone other than God, constitutes acts of rebellion and amount to following Satan. Third, as God has created all these things for the fulfillment of man's needs, they should not be unnecessarily suspended from the use or be regarded as prohibited. All restrictions on the use of the means of sustenance and other bounties of God based on conjecture or superstition are not to his liking at all.
ثمانيه ازواج من الضأن اثنين ومن المعز اثنين قل الذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أم اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين نبئوني بعلم إن كنتم صادقين
These are eight couples, two of sheep, two of goats. Now ask them, is it either the two males that Allah has forbidden, or the two females, or what the wombs of the two females may contain? Tell me about this on the basis of sure knowledge if you speak the truth. Tell me about this on the basis of sure knowledge if you speak the truth.
That is, they should come forward with arguments based on sound, reliable knowledge, rather than the arguments which have no authority except that of ancestral tradition, conjecture, or superstition.
وَمِنَ الْإِبِلِ اثْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ قُلْ أَذَّكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمَّ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ وَصَّاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
And likewise, of camels there are two, and of oxen there are two. Ask them, is it either the two males that he has forbidden, or the two females, or that which the wombs of the two females may contain? Or were you present when Allah enjoined this commandment upon you? Who then would be more unjust than he who fabricates a lie against Allah, that he might lead people astray without knowledge? Surely, Allah never guides such a wrongdoing folk. Is it either the two males that he has forbidden, or the two females, or that which the wombs of the two females may contain? Questions as to whether the male offspring is lawful and the female is unlawful are presented in some detail to show how unreasonable their superstitions are. That the male offspring of an animal should be considered lawful for eating, while the female be prohibited, or vice versa, and that an animal should itself be considered lawful, but not its offspring, is so manifestly unreasonable that common sense simply refuses to accept it, and no intelligent man can ever conceive such absurdities to have been sanctioned by God. Just as the superstitions in vogue among the Arabs were absurd, as the Quran stresses, likewise, many other nations of the world follow even now irrational dietary restrictions and believe that food and drink become polluted merely by the touch of some other people.